Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming live around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and wonderful listeners just like you. Well, it is currently 25 degrees with snow showers here in the Twin Cities on the west bank of the Mississippi River here in Minneapolis. Here at KFEI, we're broadcasting from the top of the historic Bailey Building office suites. But in about 57 minutes, we're going to go live just literally around the corner to the Cedar Theater, the old Cedar Cultural Center, for Drones Not Drones. It used to be a 24-hour program, but I believe they've extended it now by a few hours. So be sure and stay tuned after Good Medicine. I am Roya in the Evening, and coming up here in just a minute or so is Good Medicine. Let's see, I'll give you a quick look at tomorrow. Temperatures locally, 26 degrees, cloudy skies, and on Sunday, 30 degrees with partly sunny skies. And we're going to do a warm-up the early part of next week. So stay around, stick around. Watch out for the footing, though, when there's snow covering ice out there. All right, here we go with Good Medicine and your host, yours truly, Roya in the Evening.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
That's right. We're here at KFEI, Fresh Air Community Radio. This is Good Medicine. You're at the right place to get some loving tonight. I'm your host, Royal White Eagle Taylor, Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma, your FemGem, your Lady of the Night, and your Girl Friday. I will be here until 7 p.m. Tell your friends. Stop by. We got a lot of love in here tonight. I've got some wonderful music for you. Mostly male indigenous voices. We've been spending a lot of time with the women folk here over the last month or so. But now it's time for the gentlemen to take over. All right. You are listening to Good Medicine, and I am your host, Royal White Eagle Taylor. And just want to say, An Bujou Kadahi to all of my relatives across Minnesota and Turtle Island, all the way up across Medicine Treaty Line as well, up into Canada. We're still hanging in here. We also want to give a shout-out to Ms. and Mr. Native America out there, wherever you're listening to us this evening, and all those Indian canoes out on the lakes, rivers, and out to sea. Yes, there are a lot of Indian canoes out to sea, a lot of whaling canoes on the East Coast and West Coast. We share that heritage with other indigenous peoples throughout the rest of the globe. All right. Well, I'm here in Studio 4 Directions this evening. We're sending our signal out across the Milky Way, and we hope we can make our ancestors proud. I know these artists that I'm going to share with you tonight have that intention. We've got starting off with Jeremy Dutcher, and then a little Morgan Tony, and let's see, who else did I have lined up here? Okay, I'll let you know in just a minute or so. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Jeremy Dutcher. I know we've got drones, not drones, across the street at the Cedar Cultural Center, but down at the Ice House on Nicollet Avenue, what is that, Lower Nicollet, I guess they call it, East Street. Jeremy Dutcher is appearing tonight as part of the Great Northern Festival, and that starts in about 45 minutes. So if you're inclined, you can listen to us here on any of your devices and at KFEI.org, or you can catch us for up to 2 weeks at KFEI.org. That's Good Medicine for this evening's program. But you might want to check him out because I'll tell you a little bit more about him in just a second or so. But we've got some wonderful music by him. And then we're going to launch into some of these other Native folks that I was telling you about, and also have some announcements about events that are occurring tonight and throughout the rest of this weekend. But before we get too far into the program, we'll have some political news as well, or at least political musings here, I should say, indigenous feminine musings. So let's go ahead and get started here with Jeremy Dutcher. This is The Land That Held Them.
Down by the river she went into the water, she went. Not that shores the rocks weighed down, just one story. Drag the whole Red River until she's found. Into the field he went, propelled
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
Hey, welcome back to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at KFEI.org. www.vpointsonline.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Well, thank you for that announcement. And just before the... Well, let me go all the way back to the beginning of the hour here. I forgot to mention that you heard opening the show, that was Low Valley by R. Carlos Nakai, the jazz flute quartet there, as we always do every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Turtle Island time. And then after that, right after, was the original Redbone with their long version of Come and Get Your Love off their Wovoka album back from the 1970s. So, and then we launched into this set with Jeremy Dutcher. I was telling you a little bit about him coming from... he actually is in Montreal right now. He is originally from Toronto, but born in Nova Scotia. And we started off with The Land That Held Them, and Together We Emerged. That was off of his second album, Moto Walanuwuk, and that won the 2024 Polaris Music Prize. That's the only the second time that a Indigenous or First Nations individual has won the Polaris Prize, which is one of their versions of the like the Grammys here in the States. So hope you enjoyed that. And then right after that, we had Honor Song, Jeremy Dutcher, and that was off of one of his earlier albums. That was the wonderful Yo-Yo Ma on cello accompanying him as well. So I hope you enjoyed that. Check that out. All right. Well, what do you want to talk about? Oh, there's so much here. Just first 100 hours of Digit. That's what I'm going to start calling him, DJT. Digit. The great orange one, the pumpkin, the overripe pumpkin sitting in the White House. All right. He, Joe Biden bid farewell and said, hey, don't break the country. I may come back in 4 years, so keep your hands off all of the buttons and handles and leave it to somebody who, you know, is an adult. I don't know, though. In Trump's administration, they all seem to be a bunch of clowns, losers, rejects, you name it. And again, I was looking for a Nancy Mace quote for you tonight, but hey, I think between Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene declaring that the United States, not only in the country, but in the minds of every American, is a binary country. It only has two genders, male and female. They both declared and made them so. All right. That's news to all of us transgender folks out there, especially those of us of who are Native American. We've been around, our people have been around for long before there was the United States. And I've talked about that before. And so here we go with old Donald Dump, Dumpster Fire, trying to rewrite history. Now he's even going after... not only birthright citizenship for immigrants, but also the first people here. I don't know if you saw that, where he is questioning, do Native Americans here in the United States have a right, as far as he's concerned, to birthright citizenship? You know, as part of their being dual citizens, that is, if they are recognized or enrolled with their Native nation, as well as being an American citizen, almost implying that because we have a loyalty to our native peoples, that we're somehow disloyal. You know, that's all. That's what he's all about: is that loyalty and disloyalty. You know, you're either for him or you're against him. If you're not, and you know, the other thing is, you know, he's been in the past on record opposing Native American casinos because he was up against one of the Mohican Nation casinos in Connecticut. He tried to establish a Trump casino up there, and the state of Connecticut refused his application and went with the Mohican Nation, the Mohegan Sun Casino up there. And he's held that against them ever since, and he's held that against every single Native American. That's his M.O. He's against windmills because one was put up near one of his golf courses in Scotland, and he thought it was an eyesore. It took away from the experience there golfing on the, I forget what it was, the 17th hole or something like that. So that's the way he operates. You know, it's just all about him. And so anytime he starts trying to make a policy prescription, whether it's one of those silly executive orders, you know, he looks, it's like a moron with that huge scrawl of his, and then holding it up like it's Moses with the Ten Commandments. I don't know. And all right, enough of that. Let's go back to some calming, some wonderful music here. This is we're coming up with a couple of selections from Morgan Toney. He's just dropped a new album. Well, there'll be a new album coming out in March, but a single today, and I'll see if I can't get that lined up for you. But this is from previous work that he's done. Called, this is, let's see if I can find it here. It's Pajilia Si Piskawa. So take a listen. Morgan Toney.
Far 50 years ago. Time will heal all the wounds after a storm, the flowers bloom. We come a long way, got a ways to go. It wasn't that far 50 years ago. The time is now, together we stand, make our way to the promised land. Wasn't that far 50 years ago? The time is now. Together we stand and make our way to the promised land. Squaw.
echoes of you, they don't reach over here. The further I get, they all disappear. There's distance between who I was and them now. No walking in circles or turning around. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live for you. Walked away from all of the earth that I kept running to. Need something new, a stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live for you. Sound of the bells in this old city street are as broken as promises we tried to keep. Kept waiting and waiting for my heart to stop. It kept beating so long I forgot. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live for you. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept running to. Needed something new, a stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live for you. But I still live in thought of you. No, the stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still haven't thought of you. Walking to the edge of the earth, but I still live in thought of you.
Put it in the past. They say that we can reconcile this. What if I can't? It's in my blood. It's in my blood. Does it feel like we're on the edge? Staring down a certain day. Why does it feel like the story ends before it starts? We were here in these fading memories, so we were here. In these bleeding stories, oh, we were here. And these disappearing words, even when they start losing meaning.
Assinia Bee with We Were Here. He's another Canadian First Nations. And right before that, we heard Edge of the Earth. So both of these, Edge of the Earth was just dropped earlier in the month here in January of 2025. So check that out. That's AYSANABEE. That's a family name, as he describes it. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And then right before, we had Golden Regalia by Morgan Toney. He's really into that whole Cape Breton fiddle music, but he is Mi'kmaq. So that, and you know, I was talking earlier about the Maliseet, Mi'kmaq. They're all part of that Abenaki Confederacy up there in northeastern United States, up into Labrador and Nova Scotia into Canada. And before Golden Regalia, we heard For the Elders. That was an acoustic version, a fiddle version by Morgan Toney. Well, I hope you've enjoyed all of this wonderful music this evening. These Canadian First Nations young men holding up their end of the gender spectrum, if you want to call it that. We've been listening to a lot of ladies, and now we gave the boys a chance to show what they can do as well. So you can look those artists up as well. Well, you know what? It's time for me to head out here. We've got Drones, Not Drones coming up at 7 o'clock. And before we do, though, I just want to remind you that starting at 7:30 tonight, if you're in South Minneapolis, you should head down to the Parkway Theater, where Big Auntie Energy is starting at 7:30. That is Trish Cook, Red Lake's Finest, along with Rob Fairbanks, the Res reporter. I think he's from White Earth. And then also another Red Laker, Deanna Standing Cloud. They're going to be holding down the theater there. That's Trish's old neighborhood. That's my neighborhood as well. So go down and check it out. They'll be there for several hours, laughing it up, telling jokes, humorous stories. And that's just a good segue into, well, keep stirring that good medicine. Keep making that good medicine by telling jokes, sharing stories, sharing food together, a cup of coffee or tea. Laugh and smile, hug each other, hold each other's hands in these days ahead. That's how we create good medicine here. That's what we try and do with our selections for you tonight here. And just a reminder, coming up, like I said, at 7 o'clock is Drones, Not Drones. So our regular programming will be preempted for, I think, a little over 24 hours here at KFEI. Well, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at KFEI.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. And right now, to lead us into that 7 o'clock hour, we're just going to turn it over to Taboo with One World. We are the world. That's our closing theme tonight here for Good Medicine. I will see you next week for the very last episode of Good Medicine. Don't miss it. We've got some wonderful surprises and maybe a guest. So here we go. We are One World.
We stand all together, one voice saying, yes, we can. Each one, reach one till we pull ourselves up, cause we all one fam. From the rest to the block, to the prairie, to the rock, we connect that love. Cause the people with power feel the power of the people when we stand as one.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be indigenous, you heard of us. Max Heaven, the murderer, spreading the love with the water and earth in the stand against hate. Kinda know what the purpose is. We rise, the climate is changing. Signs of the times, it's time to start praying. Pray for the world and community. Prayers are more powerful when we're in unity.
Today, hungry for a change, new path to take. Can't stay the same, it's been too long. Pointing out who's right or wrong. Can you hear me out? All we need is a little bit of love. Take time to heal, and it starts with us. Hand in hand, I put my trust in one world. Reunite, it's a must. Hold on to hope, we can overload. We can break the code with a single note. Sing out for the world to hear that our time is now, no more for tears. I looked into my son's eyes, a new day in a new light. Lift the veil and dwell so peaceful. Come together, one world, one peace. We got beautiful differences. Let me give you a peek. Over 500 tribes, but we all unique. And if we cannot compete to eat, nothing compete us. Jealousy is more dangerous than diabetes. See this unity? Imagine what it looked like. You would think we